USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FedEx is bracing for a holiday business boom. Today is expected to be the company's busiest of the holiday period. A company official telling CNBC many people began their Christmas shopping back in October because of supply chain fears, which is different than years past. The pause on federal student loan payments is set to end after January 31st. The pause, initiated under former President Trump when COVID-19 first surged back in March 2020, and was extended by President Joe Biden throughout 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for another extension.
If we don't extend the pause, interest rates just pile up, students owe a fortune, and with Omicron here, we're not getting out of this as quickly as we'd like.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
A new travel ban takes effect Monday.
Having imposed a travel ban on South Africa and seven other nearby nations last week to try to halt the spread of the new COVID-19 Omicron variant, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the goal was to give the United States more time to study the variant and how quickly it spreads. But now he says he's hopeful the U.S. will be able to lift those travel bans on those nations soon.
We're looking at that very carefully on a daily basis. Hopefully we'll be able to lift that ban within a quite reasonable period of time.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The trial of a former Minneapolis police officer continues this week with opening statements. Kim Potter is charged with first and second degree manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright during a traffic stop. The ex-Brooklyn Center police officer has said she mistakenly drew her handgun when she shot Wright to death, but intended to use her taser. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cast doubt on the existence of smash-and-grab robberies around the country, saying on Twitter, a lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out. Walgreens, among other retailers and lawmakers, pushing back on her remarks, arguing organized retail theft is one of the most significant issues plaguing its company specifically. Jamie McBride is a former detective in Los Angeles. He tells Fox News, AOC is off base.
It is so violent. We're telling people don't visit because we don't think we can keep you safe right now. AOC, is she living with her head buried in the sand? It's ridiculous. People like her and the rest of the squad who are just clueless on what's going on in the United States. There's rampant crime everywhere. And in fact, Los Angeles is like the movie Purge. But instead of 24 hours to commit your crime, they have 365 days.
The investigation into the tragedy that took place at a Michigan high school continues.
A third party will investigate events at Oxford High School leading up to Tuesday's school shooting that left four students dead and six other students and a teacher wounded. Oxford School Superintendent Tim Throne said he's called for the outside investigation because parents have asked questions about the school's version of events leading up to the shooting.
Katie Lewis reporting from our USA Radio News Midwest Bureau. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.